This is merely a longer R to P interval than P to R interval on the electrocardiogram. It does not necessarily mean that the R wave is causing the P wave, although that would appear to be so by the designation we give it. The differential diagnosis is simple atrial tachycardia in which AV conduction is shorter than the interval from the R to the P, thus giving you an RP that is longer than the PR. The other parts of the differential include two very unusual forms of tachycardia: the AV node reentry, in which conduction from the atrium to the ventricle is actually much faster than the conduction in a retrograde direction. In essence, the pathways are reversed and there's slow retrograde conduction and fast anterograde conduction. This will also give you a long RP type of tachycardia. Lastly, there are some very unusual forms of the Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome in which there is very, very slow retrograde conduction over the accessory pathway. Thus, the R to P interval is long and the PR interval is short, and this will also give you the electrocardiographic appearance of a long RP tachycardia.